Friends, one of the traditional themes that we celebrate in the Advent season is that of joy. Now, we read past this short little word often, but it's there frequently in the scriptures. If you read through the book of Psalms, you won't read terribly far before you come across references to joy. Let me just mention a few of those. Joy and thanksgiving, that phrase recurs often. Joy and gladness. With joy in God's presence. Singing for joy. Shouts of joy. The joy of your salvation. Everlasting joy. And then this, shout with joy to God all the earth. From Psalm 66. You see, it's there as a constant in the life of God's people. The reminder that joy is to be part of what they experience as God's people and is to be reflected in the lives that they live for Him. Now, this joy also emerges in the birth narrative in the Gospel. The shepherds have a sense of joy as they are given the privilege of meeting this newborn child. And in fact, the shepherds were given, you know, allowed to hear an announcement of the Savior's birth that was dramatic and powerful. And in fact, when they actually then went to Bethlehem and shared what they had heard, everyone who heard them was amazed that these things had happened out there on the hills near Bethlehem. And of course, Jesus himself, in the course of his ministry, spoke of joy. Jesus expressed the desire for his people that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. And as he talks with the disciples as they prepare for the events yet unknown to them that are about to unfold at the end of Christ's life, Jesus says, your grief will be turned to joy. Now, joy is central to our faith, but it's not exactly easy to explain. Because, you see, the joy of which the scriptures speak is more than, though it includes, it's more than simply being happy. It has to do with something deep down within us. And yes, there are moments of celebration and praise in which joy is the dominant theme. But then it's also part of the quiet inner life of each believer. Because this joy that the scriptures speak of is one that is sustained. And in fact, while we sometimes think of joy and sorrow as opposites, we also understand that joy can be present even in the midst of a time of sorrow. Because joy represents our hope. And life isn't always just about having a feast or a party. We understand that life often brings along with its struggles and uncertainties and challenges, but yet running as a strand and as a foundation under it all for God's people is the expectation of joy. Now, of course, there are peak moments for joy. You know, there are some times when we are especially conscious of God's blessings, and we celebrate, we rejoice. We may do that just by ourselves or in quiet communion with God, or we may do it as we gather together in such a season as this one. But this joy does need to be celebrated. It's not something that we only treasure up inside. It's something that shapes who we are, how we approach life, how we respond to the situations that life brings to us. Because both in the moments of conspicuous overjoy, there's also that joy that runs along smoothly and steadily, shaping the life of each believer. And when we look at those references to joy in the scriptures, we very quickly come to the conclusion that this joy that the scriptures most frequently speaks about is a joy that is based on our relationship with God. It's not just that good things have happened to us materially, though we rejoice when God blesses, but we understand that this true joy of which the scriptures speak so frequently rests on our relationship with God. Because it is as we are in communion with Him that we may experience fully the joy of the Lord. In thinking about this theme of joy for this year's Advent season, I struggled a little to know how best to try and express it in this portion of the worship service. And then let me tell you a little story. I had an experience recently which I realized fit right in with this. I was present at a family gathering, not of my own family, but a family with whom we have been close through the years. No one from Alberton was involved in this story. Anyway, it was a family celebration occasion, and one of the youngest attenders was a little girl, preschool age, who was born with significant mental and developmental handicaps. Not yet able to speak, obviously noticing what others were doing and saying, great little observer. And I was sitting directly across the table from her over a meal, and I couldn't help but admire her and, you know, wonder how she was feeling about what was happening around her. And then at a point when I didn't notice, but her dad did, that maybe she was feeling a little restless, he wanted to engage with her. And they're a family who are Christians. And the father sang a verse of that children's little worship song. I've got the joy. Joy. Joy, joy. Down in my heart. Now, this little girl had obviously heard this song many times before. And she brightened up at the words as her dad sung the song. And I thought about that. Here is a little girl who is more hopeless, more helpless than most children her age, even though all children her age need support and assistance. But there she is. She knows that she is loved. She knows that those who love her will care for her. That's her world. And that despite all her challenges, it seemed obvious that she knew something about joy. Now, she couldn't put it into words. Perhaps she never will be able to put it into words. But there's something in that scene that I realized is akin to our relationship with God. What is our joy? To know that the Lord loves us. Helpless as we may be, and sometimes hopeless as we may be, we know that we are loved by the Lord. And we know that this Lord who loves us will care for us. And that despite whatever may be going on in our lives, we know that there is joy. Because that is rooted and grounded in God's love for us. And what we celebrate, you see, in Advent is the remembrance of the great gift that God gave to his people in the sending of his Son. And that the coming of the Messiah represented hope and peace, but also joy. So I leave that image of the little girl with you because, in a wonderful way, there was a picture of joy. So let us rejoice. Let us make this a season of overt celebration. You know, we're pretty staid in our ways sometimes, but let us not hesitate to express with enthusiasm our gratitude to God for all his blessings, and especially for the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Friends, this is good news. Thanks be to God.